This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed Zulu. Change your mind. And by XMWX Weather. It's as vital as vision. So have you changed your mind about who has the world's best headset? Come by our tent outside Hangar B and see why Zulu's comfort, sound quality, and A&R is better than anything else you've ever tried. It also has Bluetooth connectivity and works with either battery or panel power. There's also a helicopter model. No other headset delivers the complete Zulu package.
I was reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture Oshkosh. Dale Klapmeyer is the first to admit that it's a little strange to be working on something different than his brother Alan after the 25 years the two brothers spent building Cirrus. But in a candid and fairly personal interview, the younger brother talks about their relationship and how Alan's attempt to take over the Vision Jet program could end up benefiting them both. So Dale, it's a family business. What was your reaction when Alan put this proposal forth?
Well, actually, we should continue with the theme of partnerships. You know, Alan and I started this partnership 25 years ago to fulfill the dream of building production airplanes, building the best airplanes there are. And that partnership is still there. You know, it's something that maybe we are going after the partnership a little bit different now because of economic conditions and everything else that's happened in our economy and our world. Maybe makes it a little more difficult to get the jet done the way we want to, as quick as we want to. But I still look at it as a partnership.
Okay, well, what is Alan's role in this partnership? What, from a Cirrus perspective, how do you see all this working?
You know, to me, it's as clear as mud. You know, and that is really what it is. What Alan is going to try and do is raise the money to complete the jet, to, and I keep using the term, peel the jets away, but it still will be something that we will always look at the Vision Jet as the step-up product for Cirrus, for our customers. Even if it doesn't have the Cirrus name attached to the side of it, it's going to be the step-up product. Now, Alan is very much the visionary. I was the little brother following him around growing up. He is a dreamer, a big dreamer. I consider myself the realist, the pragmatic part of things. What I love is the production aspects. I love what we're doing at Cirrus right now. I love the development side of things, but I don't focus in on that. Alan does. So this really is a very unique opportunity for Alan to do what he is the best at, dreaming about the future and bringing that forward. And I'm still focusing on, you know, we're continually developing the current product, but we're building it better and better. And our goal right now, and it's definitely given the economic resources that we have, our goal is to build the product that we're building so good that the industry says, that's the airplane I need because it's the best built, best made. It's the best airplane out there. So we have to, in a sense, maybe it's a divide and conquer approach here. Cirrus can't afford to move the jet along as fast as the market needs it to come. Alan might be able to move it along faster. That's where it turns into the win-win.
Okay, what do you see as the future association between a potential new company and Cirrus where the jet is concerned?
Well, and that's the real difficult part. You know, we've spent the last 5 years convincing our major investor, Arcapita, that the jet's the future. I mean, that's the future. So they don't want to necessarily give up the future, but we know that to go raise the money, you know, things change. You know, it's not going to be a controlled by Cirrus product. It's going to be controlled by a new group of investors to get this done. So that does cloudy. That makes it cloudy. It's going to be, as I said earlier, as clear as mud as far as how this actually ends up. But in our minds, in the way that we are going to treat it, regardless of what the ownership aspects are, we're going to treat it as the step-up product to Cirrus. And we are going to move ahead. If Alan can raise the money and get this done, we're going to move ahead as, you know, we're the best manufacturing facility there is in the world, bar none. Well, who's going to build all the parts for that thing, you know? So there's a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of exciting processes and programs that we can do. It's a very exciting future in this. The flip side of this is what Alan is setting out to do is not easy in this economy. It is a very difficult time to raise money to fund something. So until it changes, until Alan says we're there, Cirrus is working 100% to get that airplane done. And we are going full speed ahead, the best that we can. Cirrus is doing that airplane. And that's not going to change one iota on anybody's mind until it's done and changes. I mean, we're not going to, you know, sneak into this, say, well, you know, we can set this aside or something because Alan's going to pick it up. There isn't any of that. It's going to move ahead as a Cirrus product until the day that the name badge on everybody's shirt changes from Cirrus to Vision Jet Company or whatever it might be. There is no slowing down in our mind one bit.
What is your sense of how Alan is doing in raising the money? Does it look possible?
Yeah, it definitely looks possible. My sense is Alan is very upbeat about where he's at and getting it done. I have no idea. I can't put together in my mind how long I think this will take. You know, we've raised money in the past. It always takes three times as long as we think it should. That creates the dilemmas of, you know, we have to keep this product moving forward. And when Alan gets it done, you know, then it's there. I can't plan on that because I have no idea what it takes in today's market to close something like this. I just don't know. You know, and that's what everybody asks. Well, when is this going to happen? It's like, I have no clue. Alan certainly has a better feeling for it because he's the one dealing with the people out there. But I don't think Alan could say when this is going to happen.
How has this affected your personal relationship? Are you still the same buddies that you always were?
Well, we're still brothers, you know, and there's days that we want to kill each other, and there's days that we seem to get along just fine. It's like it has always been in the past. It is certainly a change because he is off doing something separate now and moving ahead on a separate program. And I'm still moving ahead on what we had developed together all of these years. So we don't see each other every day. I mean, he's traveling, you know, in the last 3 months, you know, he's been home, what, 10 days or something like that, you know. So in reality, we don't hardly see each other. There is the, I'd say, a little bit of the uncertainty of where does this go. You know, he's going to go off and do it. When does that happen? How does that happen? It creates some uncertainty in things, but we will always be brothers. And that's why I keep coming back to that. We're not going to let the jet go elsewhere. Talking to some other aircraft company, we're not talking to anybody else saying, I want to go buy the jet. Because we are, you know, how do we fund the company as a whole? Or how does Alan do it? Because with Alan and the jet, it will still be the next plane for the Cirrus customer.
XM WX satellite weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX satellite weather to your onboard electronic suite. Come see what the latest XMWX satellite weather has to offer at EAA AirVenture 2009 in Hangar C.